It's Thursday, April 9th, 2020. Massive developments on every front. Experts warn Israel's preparing to launch a secret nuclear sneak attack on Iran to drag us into the war again.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
Looking at this, I'm really concerned about Israel or their agents conducting a false flag to blame Iran to legitimize a full war, or nuking, as Michael Savage said today on the show, to get us into full war.
I am afraid, and I'm giving credit to what Michael Savage said and what you have said and others are saying. I fear that we will see a nuclear bomb used on Iran. And I think that would be, that probably be the worst thing we could see in our lifetimes, is a nuclear bomb used on anyone. But I think that's where this is headed. I believe that's what Israel wants. And I'm afraid, based on President Trump telling us, watch Mark Levin, and then Mark Levin laying out all the reasons of why nuclear weapons need to be used, I'm truly afraid that this is where it's headed. What you said, Alex, is true. President Trump telling everyone, listen to Mark Levin, and then you have Mark Levin laying out the reasons of why they need to use a nuclear bomb. And he said it was so that it would save American troops' lives. You know what the truth is, Alex? You save American troops' lives by get the hell out of the Middle East. We had no business there to begin with.
I'm really concerned about Israel. Drug us in 39 days ago. I'm concerned about them doing something even bigger to force us into this. What do you think?
I fully agree with you.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
I'm not a prideful person, meaning I don't like to think about how great I am. It's the opposite. I know my limitations. The more power you really get, the more dangerous you realize it is. But I do get satisfaction. Without even looking around, I've seen Mark Levin and all the neocons attack me on national news, online, saying Jones and Tucker Carlson and MTG, they got Trump to pull back from total war. This is absolutely horrible. These people are big traitors. They're enemies. Yeah. They don't want us putting pressure on Trump because it works. And he just came out today and said no nuclear weapons will be used on Iran, when he promises stronger than anyone has ever seen strikes if they back out of these deals. And by the way, now that we're in this war, I want us to get a good deal and be able to say we won, because this could easily kill the dollar, and we all live here. And I was a mistake to do it 40 days in, but I'm on Team America. I don't want bad foreign interests manipulating us into things that hurt Team America. And I took to the woodshed because I had to do it. And what we predicted would happen with this war has come true, because it's the main Pentagon assessment. Not hard to bet on that. Good gracious. Tucker Carlson's really worried about Israel launching nuke attacks because they've got all these top Israelis that are even more crazy than Netanyahu, government officials, heads of their intelligence agencies, saying we want nuclear war. We may just go ahead and hit them with nukes to drag us in and escalate this into cuckoo town. So MTG saying it, I'm saying it, the Israelis are saying it, they got Mark Levin pushing it. This is a big deal. And of course, Israel now, it's even in the Associated Press, bombed Lebanon to kill the peace deal. And they're blowing up southern Lebanon, blowing up apartment houses that are 100% Christian. They're just leveling it. Isn't that sweet? Israel used to be allied with the Christians of Lebanon, but now Israel has been allied with Al-Qaeda and ISIS, so the Christians have been now allied with Hezbollah out of full necessity. So this is just, Israel is just, under this leadership, is just downright evil. Absolutely out of control. We'll be back in 60 seconds. Please tell everybody you know, and those you don't know, tune in now. Send out the live feed for all shows on X.
I'm holding in my hands
two compounds that are guaranteed to change your life. T3, pure atomic iodine, nobody else has it. It's next level. And ultramethylene blue, medical grade methylene blue. These two products together supercharge the mitochondria of the cells, clean out the body, and are game changers. Iodine is essential, meaning you die without it. The UN admits that most people that have cognitive disabilities is because of lack of iodine. You add ultramethylene blue to this, it supercharges everything. Ladies and gentlemen, T3 is now available at galaxystore.com. The very best iodine that we know of that exists. There may be better. We'll adopt that if we can. But this is the best for sale we found, and we have the best medical grade ultramethylene blue. Get yours now, right now. If you're a VIP member, for 50% off. Regular customers, 25% off. It funds the InfoWar, but more importantly, it is a game changer. If you don't take my advice and try this, you're insane. All you got to do is try it. You'll be blown away. Take action now. TheAlchemistStore.com to get T3, now available, and methylene blue at TheAlchemistStore.com.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Convincing the world he didn't exist. That's the second biggest trick. Numero uno is convincing the world that good doesn't exist and that everything is corrupt, everything is bad, and that good doesn't have agency and power. You do. And we have the neocons and others enraged that it was populist, conservative, Christian nationalist that created a massive firestorm when Trump was preparing to go to total war, total obliteration of Iran, war crimes, that got Trump to back down. He's now said no nuclear weapons will be used, but we hold all the cards, and Iran better follow through with these deals. We've got all of these developments and information. There's still time to get the United States to back out of this disaster that the insane people running Israel got us into. And it's now confirmed what I told you, and I can now talk about it because Roger Stone's now doing it. He was one of the five sources Friday night and Saturday, who's talking to Trump every day. And it was Trump that saved Tulsi Gabbard being fired, and he didn't learn until another phone call, and I'm authorized to say this, and Roger's on tomorrow at noon, with the president just a day and a half ago, that Laura Loomer said, sir, Tulsi Gabbard is going to quit like Joe Kent and come after you and, you know, do all these terrible things. You got to fire her. And then thank God that Trump called Roger and a few others and found out that was pure crap. But that's just the type of menace we have here. And then you've got all the other intel. but Roger has got a lot he hasn't said yet. He's going to say tomorrow, and he's talking to the president again. He didn't give me more details. He said, I'll do it tomorrow. He told me a few things. He said, but don't talk about this yet. And because he's extreme confident, known Trump 51 years. So this is huge, and I got it from other sources as well. But the level of lying by these Israeli operatives like Laura Loomer is just stratospheric at this point. It's very dangerous. Laura Loomer has really morphed into a demonic creature, and that's all I can say about her. She is a menace to world peace and an absolute liar. She is just a lying machine, and she injects herself into anything. And, well, I don't mean to bring her up right at the front of this, but it's just wild. We have to counter the Mark Levins and the Laura Loomers, the Wormer grime tongues that speak into his ear. And we're doing it. And, you know, Scott Jennings has been a big George W. Bush globalist operative, but he's been on Trump team. He's overall great on CNN. I like the guy overall, very smart. But he's like, why are we listening to Alex Jones? We shouldn't be listening to him. Well, sorry. Way more people listen to me and watch me than CNN, bud. The clips we play of you here have more ratings than you have on CNN by times 10. And it just goes from there. Joe Rogan, everybody else. We're all aligned. We don't have to even talk on the phone, though we do. to basically finish each other's sentences because we're smart, we're engaged, we're on air every day for hours and hours. All we do is research, and we know what we're talking about. We don't get talking points to put out. We come to our own consensus, and that's what this is all about. So, as I said yesterday at 7:30 in the morning, I said, I believe the ceasefire will fall apart. I believe Israel will keep striking Lebanon as a pretext to keep us in the war and break the ceasefire, which they now admit. And I said the Iranians will close the strait again, which they did. And then we could be right back into full war here. So now it's a tug of war to get Trump to not get sucked back into this. And that I believe if they let Vance negotiate with them, he's a very good negotiator. He's the lead negotiator, as I told you days before it was confirmed, because I talked to people there in Budapest with him. They called me, leave it at that, to give me the good news. And so there is a good chance this is going to work. And Iran will give up its uranium. They will get a way to rebuild with this tax that's split between the Arabs and them, $2 million a ship. Sounds like a lot. It's not. It's a small percentage of the ships are worth $500 million to $1 billion a piece. Some are $2 billion, the super giant ones. And then their loads are worth, you know, $300, $400, $500 million. And so that's how this works. And Trump gets transactionality. And I would agree with J.D. Vance. And in the end, the United States will win this war, even though we got sucked into it. Even if it's Pyrrhic and it ends up killing the world economy, in the end, Iran will lose this. They'll be the bigger loser. Let's put you that way. So we can still grab victory from the jaws of defeat here. POTUS warns America is ready to strike Iran stronger than anyone has ever seen before, close quote. If agreement isn't reached, declares no nuclear weapons will be used. That is very good to calm nerves. Because you can't talk about total annihilation of a civilization, never to return, that's the definition of genocide, and not have us have to come out and say, emergency brake, you know, slam the disc brakes on, whoever's telling you this, well, we know Mark Levin, he said it on Fox News, do not listen to lunatics. Mark Levin admits, I know nothing about the military, but I just have faith they can do it. Lindsey Graham's asked 2 weeks ago, 2,500 Marines take Krog Island? I believe in the Marines. Well, it took 110,000 Marines and sailors to take Iwo Jima. That was 20,000 Japanese. Kirk Allen has more than that. Well, you're just against our Marines. This is mathematical stuff. It's like, what's it take to get a Falcon Heavy into orbit? However many tens of thousands of tons of fuel. They're like, well, we just need 500 pounds. And you're like, no, you need tons and tons and tons. It's mathematical. But so many of these malignant narcissist politicians and corporate leaders, the highest percentage you see anywhere, of not just sociopaths, but psychopaths, throughout history, they get so delusional, they will just give orders that are insane. And one of my favorite examples, because the film is amazing, Deepwater Horizon, came out like 12, 14 years ago with one of my favorite actors, Kurt Russell, but I'd seen a documentary about it from the court case. It's from the transcripts of the court case. That all happened. That movie's like basically exactly as it happened. Even the actors they chose to play the people, the head crew, the head of the rig looks like Kirk Russell. You know, the Mark Wahlberg guy looks just like Mark Wahlberg. I mean, they just did a masterpiece. I've seen the movie like 5 times. I need to watch it again. And they get a call by the coon-ass head of BP in the U.S. Nothing is coon-ass. He says a coon-ass accent. We gonna do well. Gonna be great. He gets a call from the UK, the bosses, to Houston, saying we're putting $30, $40 million a day of concrete into this hole. They're drilling one of the deepest holes ever, a test, 35, 40,000 feet. Now they're even deeper. And they said, we're not going to dump concrete in the hole. We just think that we're going to make more money not doing this when the well comes in. And the engineers said, it will explode. If we hit oil and gas, we're already hitting a bunch of it, but if we hit a big one, it will blow the rig up and explode. And he literally goes, because they created transcripts, they had a secretary there recording it. He goes, well, you're fired, you don't do it. And he said, fine, I'm going to resign. I tell you what, we'll let you do a pressure test where you're at drilling, and if it doesn't show any problems, go ahead. And they said, okay. They do the pressure test, but they're not as deep as they were yet. They hadn't hit a big pocket yet. It didn't blow. 5 hours later, completely blows up. And I mean, the engineers are telling him it's going to blow up. The Pentagon said 90% chance they don't get removed. The strait gets closed. It creates a chain reaction. And now if we can't do regime change, we got to do ground invasion, and that's even lower probability because they'll keep fighting because we funded a huge war for 7 years against them in the 80s, and they're even tougher now. But it's the exact same thing. Well, you just go ahead and you do that now. In fact, let's play the trailer or whatever clip you found because this is it. I mean, this is the transcripts because these old companies have secretaries. They're recording it all. They create transcripts of it. They have the transcripts of these phone calls. You just go ahead. We going to save $50 million a day not putting that mud in there. They call the concrete mud. And the Texans on the line going, it's going to blow up. But still, he went, okay, did the pressure test, didn't blow up. All right, I'll do what you said. Hours later, it blows up. Like, we have to listen to the real experts, not Mark Levin. This is an exact parallel here, folks. Play the clip.
Come on, Mike, stay on my hips.
Get him. Yeah, baby.
Don, look at line 51. You'll see the cost variances.
Wow. Don Vedrine and Bob Kaluza.
Welcome back, Mr. Jim.
Oh, yeah. So, we got all 500 feet of cement poured, huh?
Yep.
That cement's the only thing between us and the blowout.
And it's cured.
Yes. Had enough time, huh? Takes time to do it right. I mean, that cement job is compromised and everything above it is too.
Well, it's not compromised. Houston doesn't have a problem.
So I assume Schlumberger guy said the same. Cement bond log day ran said the same, yeah.
We are confident in the integrity of our cement job, are we not?
Well, we're quite comfortable with the integrity of that cement, that's for true.
You guys, just like my granddad.
Pardon?
You see, my granddaddy, he never even went to the dentist because he didn't want to know all what was wrong because then he'd have to deal with it. You don't want any days and $50 million over budget.
You really should include yourself in that, Mr. Jimmy.
BP picked this spot to drill, Bob. Consequences of that's on you guys. Of course, I got to try to deal with those consequences, so yeah, I'm included. The point is, you sent the testing team home before they could do their job, maybe give y'all some news y'all didn't want to hear. What would it have cost you to run that test, huh? $125,000? You're a $180 billion company and you're cheap.
That's why we're a $186 billion company. We worry about those bills.
I worry about my rig. My crew lives on it. You just rent it. Don, you and I both know we need some downtime for maintenance. Mike, how many of our machines need repair?
390, Mr. Jimmy.
390.
Yes, sir. Almost 10% of all the machinery aboard.
Name a few for me.
A few?
I would love to hear exactly what piece of mission crit.
A driller chair, process station 18, BOP control pods, telephone system, pipe rack system, GPS antenna, direct TV system, wireless internet, iron roughneck, top drive rack back system, auxiliary draw works control, salt water service pump, smoke alarms in the galley. The reason why you're sweating so hard is because the compressor with the AC on this deck are down too.
Everything but the toilet.
Who are you?
Mike Williams, Chief ET.
I'm going to tell you like I told your executives on a chopper ride in and how about the timing of that visit. We going to properly secure this well for a production platform come in right after us and start pumping oil. Unfortunately, to do it properly takes time.
43 days. 44 days.
Keep counting, Bob.
45 days. 46 days.
Have a cookie, Bob. Can't run a cement log. I'll tell you what we're going to do now. We're going to run a negative pressure test before we do anything else.
If you really think we need to.
I really think we need one, Bob, and so should you.
Especially since we got no idea whether this well is stable or not.
Hey, dial tone. Day's looking up.
All right, that's enough. That's a composite. It was actually all over the telephone to Houston and London. When you watched the, like, three-hour documentary, it was on Netflix. With the recordings in the court hearings. Unbelievable. And they went further. They said, don't do it. Because they didn't put enough concrete in because they wanted to save a few $100 million. And they lost tens upon tens of billions doing it. Totally insane. And the court hearing went further. They explained the math. They said, this is probably going to blow up. And when it didn't blow up in an hour, they said, fine, do it. And it blew up. And that's what this war is for all of you people that are mad at me telling you this is a disaster because you don't study the facts, you don't live this, you don't do this 18 hours a day. I got up at 4 a.m. yesterday. All I did is rest, was work out, saw my youngest daughter for about an hour for dinner, and went right back to work. And when I went to bed, I dreamed about this stuff for 6 hours. And then all you people out there that don't study this stuff, you think you know more than people that study all the experts. You don't know anything. You think I'm happy about knowing this could literally destroy the world economy and our recovery? It's almost there. That's why Trump's in panic mode. I got article after article. The White House is enraged and is blaming Israel for sucking us into it. And they did suck us into it. And it's not about defending Trump. It's about reporting what happened. And Israel just started blowing the living hell 1 hour after the deal, a day and a half ago, blowing up Lebanon and other areas and attacking Iran to keep us in the war. And they admit it. This is crazy town. What does fat ass Pastor Hagee in San Antonio know? What does Mark Levin know? You hear Mark Levin talk about military stuff. He doesn't know anything he's talking about, and he admits it. So why is the president telling us tune in to his show 7 nights a week to find out what the president's going to do? And I don't relish sitting here and making Israel the center of attention, attacking Israel. That's not my bailiwick. But Israel's done it to itself with this leadership. By the way, Netanyahu goes back on trial tomorrow. Germany will not let military men leave the country now. That was 2 days ago. Now they're digitizing the National Draft Selective Service in the United States today. Europe, half the countries have already passed a draft, including women. Are you figuring out where this is going? It's the end of a financial system, and every time that happens, as Elon Musk said at the last two global government forums, elites start wars. You can't do it now with the weapons we've got. We cannot follow the normal globalist pattern. It has to stop. We're in the fourth turning. Laura Loomer, we shouldn't negotiate. They're bad people. They got us in check. It's a stalemate. They're not falling. They can block the Strait anytime they want. Do you understand that? Your delusions, when you don't even know how to load a gun, your delusions when you don't even know the basic facts, don't cut it. We should not have our foreign policy guided by Pastor Hagee, Lindsey Graham, who's in his off time at Disney World, is a single 70-year-old man walking around with princess wands. Would you let somebody over for dinner that goes to Disney World by themselves with princess wands? A 70-year-old man? No. Would you let him drive your kid to school? No. Would you let him run your foreign policy? No. These people are lunatics. They are degenerates. They have screws loose. They're not serious people. It's like weird in America to know about geopolitics and weapons. It's weird. People think it's weird that I study the Rockefeller Foundation. Well, you study your football that doesn't matter and your fantasy football all day. I'm not putting you down and know all about that. I don't want to know anything about that because I got real stuff to deal with. But I know this. There's countless attacks all over the national news of me saying, who's Jones paid by? Why is he doing this? Because I want America to be successful and not destroyed. Because I stand for what's right and accuracy, and it's proven by what I do. Good Lord. Let's go to Netanyahu yesterday. And I love whatever we put out, we're countered by the bots and the fake influencers and the neocons. I said yesterday morning, I said, Israel sabotaged these attacks on Lebanon on purpose. Israel said in a press release, we're not stopping the war. People went, no, they're not. They've stopped. Iran hit them for no reason. It's not true. I'm not siding with Iran. What's the truth? And then yesterday, Netanyahu comes out and says, we're not stopping. And that was in the deal. And Trump's now admitted that. So again, who struck first to drag us in? Israel. Who's striking again to keep us in it? Israel. Who's paid off most of Congress? Israel, 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 Israel. Doesn't mean I'm out loud with the mullahs. Michael Savage, super smart, pro-Israel. On yesterday, he says, yeah, Israel's going to hit them with a nuke. It's got to stop because it's too big to chew. I mean, if Trump could flip a switch, get rid of the mullahs, I'd have been for it. But that's not how this works, people. Just like the BP executives, we don't need to put more concrete in there. Well, this is half the concrete we need. Do it. No, it'll blow up. Yuck. We're a $180 billion company. And the engineers are like, do you understand what we're telling you? You want your job, open the well. Because they're right above the big gas pocket. They're like, we'll at least run the test. And that's all I'm saying is, if you do not study all these complex issues, you can't even begin to even understand it. And I will tell you, I don't know exactly what's going to happen, but the analysts all say the same thing. They don't know, but the options and statistically, it runs from bad to worse. And worse is total nuclear war. But now Israel's going to begin direct peace talks with Lebanon as soon as possible as they blow up whole Christian neighborhoods and Israel prepares to blow up the last bridge between northern and southern Lebanon. And Israel's saying they're going to take most of southern Lebanon, greater Israel, which is Christian. Isn't that nice? Just like they're closing the final churches that are 2,000 years old and cleansing the Christians. Am I supposed to just sit back and support that? Yeah. Told you weeks before it came out, Susie Wiles is panicking. I talk to people that talk to her every day. You think I just tell you this stuff? Roger Stone's going to come on tomorrow and confirm everything I told you the president told him. He's a little pissed at me. He thinks I went too far. 25th Amendment. Fine. But I had to get Trump's attention because I'm not insane. And I'm not going to stand by while Laura Loomer and Mark Levin, who can't find their asses with both hands, just think if you just keep bombing people, you're going to win. I refuse to be led around by the nose by idiots who don't have the energy or the commitment or the seriousness to know what they're talking about. We'll go to break. I got a bunch of clips. They're incredible. All the other angles and news. But just look at those three people on the screen. Their chutzpah will not get them across the finish line. Their pulling stuff out of their butts will get us all killed. And the same thing goes for Netanyahu. You heard Savage yesterday. He's talking to the former top generals, the former intelligence chiefs. He was on 3 months ago warning of this and what Netanyahu was going to do. Every former Israeli intelligence chief is against this. Now they have the new lunatics they put in charge, and they're on TV laughing about using nuclear weapons. Lunatics, out of control, giggling and laughing about nuclear war. It ain't funny. Even if you think you have total superiority, it's such bad luck to tempt fate and have an arrogant Cheshire grin smile when you're talking about serious business. You listen to those BP executives talking to the head of the oil rig. Come on, not be a problem. It's in the court hearings. They're like, listen, this is serious. Yeah, you just settle on down. Let us take care of that for you. You just let us blow the planet up. You don't know nothing. We don't need to listen to the Pentagon. 90% chance of fail. We're going to roll the dice. I know you're the big health guy. You're way better shape than I am. Don't kick my ass. I've seen you working out with the Liver King. You say you've taken methylene before. I want you to take our medical grade. It takes 30 minutes to kick in. I've given this to 500 people. Only 3 people didn't feel it right away. So good for your body. I'd like you to drink this, Jay. You said earlier, what? I appreciate it. I want to get your true review. If it doesn't work, tell me. Here it is, brother.
Cheers.
Looks just like the stuff from Dune, the water of life. He's drinking the juice of a strangled, drowned sandworm right now. Baron Harkonnen is not happy. We're going to see what happens.
20 minutes later.
Personally, I feel like my brain is clearer and working faster. I was telling you, I've had a little bit of a cold for the past few days, under rested. It felt like my brain was working at 50% capacity, just felt slow. And now, what's it been, a half hour or so? It feels like I'm back up to 80%. So, yeah, that's my experience. Feels like my brain and my energy have had the accelerator hit on them.
You and be honest, I know you will be, because we're always trying to find a better methylene blue. If you've got one that's better, you said you've taken it before. Did you feel the same thing with the other methylene blue?
No, with other ones I've tried, I didn't have a perceptible difference. Yeah, didn't notice anything.
Well, I got to tell you. I like it. Bigly, I said, go find me the best. They said, this place doesn't sell it to people. They sell it for medical dyes for arteries instead of like iodine, radioactive iodine. They use this for tracking blood clots or something. And I said, okay, great. So you got to deal with them? I said, well, let me get it. And I'd taken a bunch of different brands before. It didn't really do much. I was like, brrr, when I did it. And I was like, so they hit a home run with this. So you're saying you've taken, we didn't talk about this beforehand, we just asked you. You've taken others before, though, did not feel like this.
Yeah, that's true. I felt it in my brain and my energy.
Well,
I like it. I'm going to get me some before I leave.
We're going to give you a couple bottles of it, bro. We love it.
And yeah, my understanding, you mentioned this, methylene blues, they're not all created equal. Some, I believe, are like a fish aquarium grade,
yeah.
But they sell it to humans. So what you found, I'm stoked to really...
Look, I love Bigly. Their rule is go out and get the best. Most of our products are private label. It's already top rated. So I said, get the best methylene blue. So I think we've got the best. JP Sears didn't even know this backstory that you all know. You just saw what just happened to him. It's amazing. Get yours now. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Whatever the future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fight will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at RealAlexJones and at AJNLive. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to AlexJonesApp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.
I've been an OFO for as long as I've been an Info Warrior, 18 years. And Texan, born and raised, so I know, like, knives, like you do. And I finally broke down and ordered one. I got the neon orange, and I'm blown away. I've had Benchmark knives that are easily $400. Had them for a year, lost them. This thing has the same feel, same quality, same, I mean, everything about it. I haven't had a knife stay this sharp in a long time, and I'm, like, horrible with equipment. I'm, like, very abusive with knives at work every day. I'm extremely impressed. I'm very impressed. So anybody out there listening, who knows if there's a knife comes back in stock, get one. You know, any of them. I want to get the ring knife when it comes back out. Other than that, I'll join all the supplements and,
Yeah, particularly the pocket knives, the folding knives, the flip knives are super high quality at incredibly low prices. I mean, these same knives sell in stores all day for like $80. We're selling for like $40. We'll be right back.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Answer to 1984 is 1776. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
This is what we should be doing instead of war.
We'll be right back.
All right. So let's start going through it here. So I like to mention things. I actually like to show them. Here's Netanyahu confirming everything. Israel will continue the war. And they're now, I had to look it up. I didn't even believe it yesterday. I knew the areas of southern Lebanon were mainly Christian, but they're blowing up churches, Christian apartment buildings, and saying, we're taking it. After supporting Al-Qaeda and ISIS for years to run the Christians out. Just totally evil, totally uncool. And Tucker, a month ago, seems like 1,000 years ago, asked the U.S. ambassador to Israel, the Israeli ambassador to the U.S., really, Mike Huckabee, so it's okay for Israel to take all the Middle East? He said, yeah, it's take it all. Remember that? Wow, I'm supposed to just go, oh, great, Israel, blow up all the Christians. It's just like, what? It's a nightmare. It's mad dog behavior. It's the reality. So here's Netanyahu.
And Israel is stronger than ever. This is the bottom line of this campaign up until now. Let me say, there are still additional objectives for us to achieve, and we will achieve them either by agreement or by resumption of the fighting. We are ready to resume the fighting at any moment. Our finger is on the trigger. As you know, a 2-week ceasefire has been announced between the U.S.
But it's been continuing.
And Iran. No, we were not surprised in the last moment. And I want to emphasize, this is not the end of the war. This is a step in order to achieve all the objectives.
Now, here's Scott Jennings, who I normally agree with, but he's got a neocon pedigree. Like, oh, yeah, don't listen to Alex Jones or Carlson. Guys, we have way bigger audiences than you do. And there's all these other programs that are all like, oh, they're the fringe. Don't listen to them. You're the fringe. You have no audience. 80+% of Americans are against this war. You're full of crap. Here's Scott Jennings. So what do we do?
Tackle Trump and pretend, let him pretend he's president and publicly report that he's going through a health issue and Vance take over.
And so the turnaround here is really stark, Scott.
Well, look, they're isolationists, and he's not. He never has been. There's been a lot of people in that wing of our politics that wanted to ascribe or attach their views to him. He just never has been. He wasn't in his first term. He hasn't been in his second term. He's been a hawk on Iran his entire adult life. And I see some of these people now saying, gee whiz, we had no idea Donald Trump hated Iran and thought they shouldn't have a nuclear weapon. I mean, take the car key out of your ear, for goodness sakes. Like, this has literally been his position since he was like 30 years old. When the regime took over. So I don't know what they've been listening to until now, other than this. They wanted always to try to get him to bend to their will. And what they don't understand about Trump is that people bend to his. He's the head of the party, and he runs the country, not the podcaster.
Except him, which shows that there is uncertainty right now in the core of his base. The people who actually feed on the media diet of Tucker Carlson and maybe some Alex Jones. Like, these are the people...
Okay. Let me just ask you a question. Mm-hmm. Are you suggesting that the elected president of the United States should run American foreign policy and national security based on the daily podcast rantings of Alex
Jones?
He
already runs it based on Fox News.
That's crazy.
Everything he reads.
He has to run it based on the circumstances.
But why
the circumstances
actually listen,
I'm not going to let these fanatics get a nuclear
actually
weapon.
Listen
period.
To the American
full stop.
People. Only one in four Americans actually supports this war. One in four Republicans actually supports this war.
That's false. Republicans
so,
support the
just,
president.
Just to note, just okay. to
Republicans
note
support
despite
the president.
What Trump
they
said
support the president.
In that New York Post.
All right, I'm not going to play because I already played it twice last week. But guys, McBreen did a one-minute compilation of Trump saying, Kamala will go to war with Iran. I'm the peace president. We want to go to war with Iran. So, yeah, he said a few times war 40 years ago, but not in the majority of what he said. So don't act like that, Jennings. Have that. We put it in post, put it on X and Rumble and everywhere else. I want to put that out. But I'm not going to make the regular viewers see that again. Everybody knows he said it. You want to listen to me and Tucker Carlson, the Pentagon that told you before, and Tulsi Gabbard? And Joe Kent, or do you want to listen to Mark Levin, Ben Shapiro, and Laura Loomer, who don't know anything about any of this, and admit they don't. They don't even study this stuff. They just spew political talking points all day. They said the war would be over in 4 days. Were they right, or was I right? Yeah, Trump claims Harris guaranteed to get us into World War III with Iran. So let's now go to Tucker. White House knows Israel nuke on Iran coming. That is Israel's on TV, the head of their main intelligence agency, We'll get to that in a minute. Already played the clip three times. And you got Levin saying do it on repeated shows, and he's Trump's brain, supposedly. So you got to take it very seriously when he says, we'll totally destroy your civilization in one day, never return. That's nukes. Now Trump's backed off that. That's good. That's why we got upset. That's why we said, stop acting like a madman. You can't, that's not presidential. You can't do that. And then here's MTG on the show yesterday. The full interview's on X. We're going to air parts of it coming up. Powerful interview. Here's Tucker and MTG.
Why can't this president or any president say no to Israel? And we have a right to know why. It's not just because we love Israel and it's the only democracy in the Middle East. And if it is, then our leaders are dumber than we thought they were. But it's probably not that. Because they understand perfectly well how bad this is for the U.S. And there are, believe it or not, a lot of people in the White House who care about the United States. People with power in the White House. They're not all, whatever you think they are, zombies doing Bibi's bidding. Some of them can see very clearly where this is heading. It's heading toward a nuclear strike by Israel on Iran. That's obvious. And that would be a world historic disaster. It's also clearly terrible for the American economy, for the American people, not even to mention the Americans who will die in numbers if this becomes a land war. So there are people working really hard, really late, trying to fix this, to get a peace, even one that diminishes us, where we have to take some lumps. They are doing that. That's the only reason we got to where we were yesterday. It's because people in the White House, taking no credit for it whatsoever, we're working to end this because it's bad. But those people predictably were undercut. Our country was undercut by Israel. And there's apparently nothing we can do about it. So again, why is that? And once this is over, even before it ends, every American has a right to know, why does this tiny country have so much control over our government? Is it consent? It doesn't look like it. Now, Joe Kent said point blank when he resigned. And by the way, the day he resigned, he retained highest level security clearance. They tried to tell you, oh, he was a leaker. He was under investigation. It was a lie. They admitted it was a lie. He wasn't under investigation by the FBI. Untrue. And you know it's untrue because he held his security clearance till the day he left the building. So there's no intelligence in the U.S. government that Joe Kent couldn't see. None. He was one of the most informed people in the world. And his conclusion was, there's something weird going on here.
Looking at this, I'm really concerned about Israel or their agents conducting a false flag to blame Iran to legitimize a full war or nuking, as Michael Savage said today on the show, mm-hmm. they're going to send a full war.
I am afraid, and I'm giving credit to what Michael Savage said and what you have said and others are saying. I fear that we will see a nuclear bomb used on Iran. And I think that would be, that probably be the worst thing we could see in our lifetimes is a nuclear bomb used on anyone. But I think that's where this is headed. I believe that's what Israel wants. And I'm afraid, based on President Trump telling us, watch Mark Levin, and then Mark Levin laying out all the reasons of why nuclear weapons need to be used. I'm truly afraid that this is where it's headed. What you said, Alex, is true. President Trump telling everyone, listen to Mark Levin, and then you have Mark Levin laying out the reasons of why they need to use a nuclear bomb. And he said it was so that it would save American troops' lives. You know what the truth is, Alex? You save American troops' lives by get the hell out of the Middle East. We had no business there to begin with.
I'm really concerned about Israel. Drug us in 39 days ago. I'm concerned about them doing something even bigger to force us into this. What do you think? Now, Iran knows, whatever you think about them, I'm no fan of the Shiite mullahs, that they've been dealt with in bad faith in all these negotiations. And that every time they try to appease deal, Israel attacks them or kills the negotiators, just like they hit Lebanon and hit Iran again. And then Iran shot missiles hours after the peace deal, and the media only showed that and said, oh, look, they're firing missiles. It was all over the Israeli news. They were attacking first. I mean, it's just they're counting on low-information American TV viewers and voters that just believe whatever Fox is putting out. And I said yesterday morning, I believe they'll close the Strait of Hormuz. The deal was broken by Israel. Hours later, they did. Then Trump said, no, they didn't. Then, okay, they did. Now they're letting 15 ships through whoever they want. The Pakistanis, the Chinese, and others. The deal has been broken. And now J.D. Vance is in there trying to get this deal done. Vance warns Iranians ahead of Pakistan talks. U.S. has all the cards, and we want the nuclear fuel. And Iran should give up the fuel and let a third party like Russia ship in regular fuel for their nuclear reactors. And then now Iran has the deal to rebuild with the tens of 40, 50 billion a year off the toll that Trump is supporting. And then this can just stop. And Israel doesn't want that to happen, so they're trying to accelerate it. And then Laura Loomer says, well, we should negotiate, take them out. They're not falling. It didn't work. Good God. It's a woman that takes $200 to eat dog food on TV. She's now literally telling Trump what to do. New York Times report feels Vance warned Iran war would be a disaster as Trump dismissed risk. And I don't just agree with that. I know people that were in the meetings, as I've shown you, and not just Roger Stone that's privy to it. Other people. I'll leave it at that. And I told you this months before. Because the majority in the White House don't want this, including Susie Wiles. I told you 2 weeks before she started going public last week that she's against all this. And now you see it everywhere. But the neocons go, you don't know anybody. No, this is all going to work great. No, you're a bunch of liars that somehow brainwashed Trump. And we're not defending Trump. The point is, you're the ones that did it. You're the ones that started it. You're the ones that are killing the ceasefires. It's you. And we blame Trump for allowing this to happen. But we're talking about the source of the problem. Here's a report on Fox News on, again, the Strait of Hormuz closed down. Here it is.
Are saying that oil tankers passing through the strait have been stopped because of Israel's ceasefire breach. So you have that going on. And there's a report out there that says that the president might not send J.D. Vance to Pakistan for the meeting in Islamabad on Friday.
Might be a little soon for that.
Yeah, we're just kind of like piecing this together right now. Some of this could play out the way we're saying it, and some of it may not. I think it's tenuous at the moment. Mm-hmm. And we've said it many times that ceasefires in the Middle East are tricky things. I experienced one about 20 years ago. It was one of the most amazing experiences of my life. Israel and Hezbollah have been going at it for 2 months, every single day, 24 hours a day. They set a deadline for 8:00 in the morning. We crawl out of bed. We walk outside on the deck of our hotel. We wait for the countdown at 7:50 in the morning. As soon as 8:00 ticks, silence everywhere.
Yeah, like the Korean War. We're still at war with them. It's just a ceasefire. Now, Nick Fuentes is saying, if Israel is willing to do all this, what's their plan B? Well, the plan B is hit Iran with nukes, or if it staged an attack with nukes and say Iran did it, or hit the United States and say Iran did it. That's just the next thing in their arsenal. And if you don't know that Netanyahu was in power 25 years ago, and with the neocons, I mean, films on it, wrote books on it, takes 10 hours to get into it, was heavily involved in 9/11, you're crazy. Even the neocons said in the PNAC report 1 year before, we're going to have a big attack in the U.S. as a pretext to invade and take over these seven nations, and Iran's the last. And that's where we are now, this long-term project. So, yeah, we've now entered the wheelhouse of false flags in America to be blamed on Iran, because Israel doesn't like to lose. And Israel's got a lot of chutzpah, a lot of bravado, a lot of hubris. But the plan B is not just false flags or assassinations in America. It's nuclear war to drag us fully in and create a global crisis and force us into this. Here's Nick Fuentes.
If they control our media, if they control our security apparatus, if they control our banking system,
it's Alvin, Simon, Theodore, and the chipmunks. I'd like that. That's a new cool thing we're doing. Do we have the file that's not corrupted? We have it.
If they control our security apparatus, if they control our banking system, if they are the intermediaries, the middlemen with everything, global trade, they have a position in the court of every government in the world. What are they going to do to us? Are you starting to understand the problem? What plan B do they have in store for Americans? They had a plan B for Hezbollah. They put plastic explosives in all their pagers. Hezbollah was running around for 10 f-ing years with radios and pagers, talking to each other, communicating on their hip every day. And there were plastic explosives planted by Israel the entire time. How the fuck do you think they did that? They've got shell corporations everywhere. Where does Hezbollah even get their pagers? Some electronics wholesaler, some manufacturer. Israel's got shell companies inside of shell companies, factories, fake LLCs. It's all obfuscated. Shipping companies, they probably control the factory where it's made. They control
Israel
the facility
Hamas.
Where it's distributed. They control the ships.
Netanyahu funded them. It's
upon
worse than
which
that.
They were delivered. How convoluted. That's the Mossad, and that is the Mossad's Jewish allies in all the in Eastern Europe, in Asia. Who even knows the extent of this? And this is what they had in store for Hezbollah. You don't think they got a plan B for America? You don't think they've thought about that? They prepared. That was 10 years in the making. 10 years. Hezbollah's walking around with plastic explosives in their pagers. They had people in Iran following around the Ayatollah for 10 years. You don't think they got somebody on Trump? He's on TV. His name's Howard Lutnick. They had somebody following the Ayatollah, giving his whereabouts to Israeli intelligence the whole time for years. So did the CIA. You don't think Israel has somebody on the president at all times? You don't think they got a plan B for our financial markets, for our credit system, for the money supply, for the media? You don't think they've got stuff in New York? You don't think they have a warehouse in New York? In LA, in Miami? They do. You can almost be sure of it. And that's why the American president doesn't want to take them on, because he knows he'd rather the explosives go off over there than go off over here. This is when I say Iran is fighting for all of us, because you think about, okay, you want to fight Israel. What do you need to do? Well, Israel has the U.S. at its beck and call for these reasons. They've got nuclear bombs. They've got an air force furnished by the United States. They've got the Mossad. Jews are everywhere, and the Mossad talks to all of them in Tehran, in Brussels, in Paris, in Washington, in Moscow, in Petersburg, everywhere. How the fuck are you going to fight back against that? I'll tell you how. You need a country of 100 million people. You need a revolutionary guard of religious zealots ready to die for their cause. You need them answerable to a supreme leader who's a cleric ready to die. You need 5,000 missiles buried underground. As a matter of fact, you need the facilities that make the missiles buried inside of mountains. You need enough uranium for 10 nuclear bombs. And then the United States will consider not trying to smoke you out with everything in our arsenal. You might survive. Are we prepared for that? That is what it cost Iran to tell Israel no. That is what it cost Iran. That is the price of their sovereignty. That's what sovereignty is. It's the ability to tell another country no. What is the price that Iran has to pay to tell Israel and Washington no? They had to turn their country into a fortress. They had to build a 1-million-man army motivated by religion, and then they had to turn their entire country into a military base with drone and missile launch platforms everywhere and underground, and they had to sacrifice everything to build these capabilities. And they had to have 200,000 Revolutionary Guard with a bench 7 people deep, because they knew all of them were going to get assassinated. That's what they're doing to protect themselves. Is the United States ready for that?
And they think they're going to rule the world with their Messiah. Israel thinks they're going to rule the world with the Messiah. The Christian Zionists think it's Israel's going to rule the world. This is crazy, people. They're all crazy. And I'm just saying, please stop. I don't want to be involved in this. My president's my president, not yours. And I'm going to fight, and I'm going to get on his ass to keep you away from him, Israel. Because you're certainly not under the control of the Muslims. They were doing this, I'd be after them too, and criticizing Trump. All right, we're going to start the next hour. I got the MTG interview, big segments of it, full interviews posted on X. That's coming up. Then we got a bunch of big guests on a whole bunch of other huge issues. They're saying there's 4 alien species on the Earth. Members of Congress have been briefed. Is it a PSYOP? What's really going on? We got the answers. It's coming up. And so much more today. We have some huge special guests on a CIA Operation Artichoke. It's all coming up in the third and fourth hour as well. But remember, I'm not funded by Israel, Qatar, the Iranians, or the Easter Bunny. I'm funded by you at thealexjonesstore.com. And InfoWars is close to getting shut down. Looks like we're going to shut down the 30th of this month. The Alex Jones Network will launch. They own that. It's funded. We need your funding. We have this InfoWars historical classic 1776 line of shirts, special edition with 1776 on the shoulder and new ball caps. They're limited edition, and it funds the operation. You need to go there now. You need to take action. We have so many other great, amazing supplements, and two new supplements have now just come out. But I got to tell you, this 1776 line is limited edition, 1776 on the right shoulder with classic InfoWars designs and new designs. These are limited edition. Once we switch over on InfoWars, we're not going to be selling this anymore. This is your last chance to get these, and it's a fundraiser. We need your support right now. We have two new products, Ultimate Chill and Ultimate Energy, that are super powerful formulas at very low cost at thealexjonesstore.com. Here's a breakdown of that. We'll come back and start the second, third, and fourth hour. Stay with us. I'm very pleased to announce two new great products at thealexjonesstore.com that will 100% work and deliver you energy, clarity, and also, when you want to relax, great calm, rest, and sleep. Now, a lot of our products are very complex, game-changing, cutting-edge, you name it. But there's a lot of things that are very simple and proven that are still the best. Now, we have several other great energy formulas at thealexjonesstore.com. They're more complex. But Ultimate Energy is very, very simple. And this is one of the most popular, long-running energy combinations on the market at Whole Foods and everywhere else because it really works. It's Ultimate Energy, thealexjonesstore.com. Very strong dose of wide-spectrum, organic, time-released caffeine with a big dose of high-quality L-theanine that gives you focus and clarity but relaxes you. So with the caffeine, it's very, very smooth without the letdown, last up to 10 hours. That's Ultimate Energy. But when you're ready to relax, Ultimate Chill. A strong dose of high-quality ashwagandha root, known for thousands of years, give people rest, clarity, focus. Doesn't make you tired, just makes you relax, kind of a zen focus. And then on top of that, a big dose of L-theanine that also gives you calm, clear focus. Great rest, great relaxation, great dreams. That's so good for your immune system, your entire body. So some days when I've been working from 5 a.m. to say 10 p.m., and I've been, you know, jacked up on our great supplements and you name it, I will go to this formula, Ultimate Chill. That's why I actually came to Big League and said, hey, I'm already using a brand from Whole Foods. This is what's in it. Make it a little bit stronger. So this is a formula I've been using for years to relax. I'm having trouble being able to kind of ease into non-work mode, and this is how I do it. Simple, proven ingredients that work in a high-quality fusion. Now available at thealexjonesstore.com. I'm very pleased to announce two new great products at thealexjonesstore.com that will 100% work and deliver you energy, clarity, and also, when you want to relax, great calm, rest, and sleep. Now, a lot of our products are very complex, game-changing, cutting-edge, you name it. But there's a lot of things that are very simple and proven that are still the best. Now, we have several other great energy formulas at thealexjonesstore.com. They're more complex. But Ultimate Energy is very, very simple. And this is one of the most popular, long-running energy combinations on the market at Whole Foods and everywhere else because it really works. It's Ultimate Energy, thealexjonesstore.com. Very strong dose of wide-spectrum, organic, time-released caffeine with a big dose of high-quality L-theanine that gives you focus and clarity but relaxes you. So with the caffeine, it's very, very smooth without the letdown, last up to 10 hours. That's Ultimate Energy. But when you're ready to relax, Ultimate Chill, a strong dose of high-quality ashwagandha root, known for thousands of years, give people rest, clarity, focus. Doesn't make you tired, just makes you relax, kind of a zen focus. And then on top of that, a big dose of L-theanine that also gives you calm, clear focus. Great rest, great relaxation, great dreams. That's so good for your immune system, your entire body. So some days when I've been working from 5 a.m. to, say, 10 p.m., and I've been, you know, jacked up on our great supplements and you name it, I will go to this formula, Ultimate Chill. That's why I actually came to Big League and said, hey, I'm already using a brand from Whole Foods. This is what's in it. Make it a little bit stronger. So this is a formula I've been using for years to relax. I'm having trouble being able to kind of ease into non-work mode, and this is how I do it. Simple, proven ingredients that work in a high-quality fusion. Now available at thealexjonesstore.com.